Quote, "There are those whose minds are bound by various fetters of disturbing emotions like craving desire. Others are in turmoil with different types of wrong views. These are all causes of misery. Therefore, they are always painful, like being on a precipice. God suffer the misery of change. For example, signs of impending death and their fall to unfortunate states constantly oppress the minds of gods of the desire realm. How can they live in peace? Pervasive misery is what arises under the power of causes characterized by actions and disturbing emotions. It has the nature and characteristics of momentary disintegration and pervades all wandering beings." End of quote. The misery of suffering refers to what we usually recognize as suffering: physical pain, sickness, and mental anxiety. What we usually recognize as happiness, that is, contaminated or impure happiness, is characterized as the misery of change. Contaminated happiness is not perfect happiness, but rather the mere absence of the grosser kinds of suffering. Since contaminated happiness does not last, but is brought to an end by unpleasantness, it is characterized as the misery of change. Pervasive misery refers to sentient beings' collection of mental and physical constituents, known as the contaminated aggregates, which result from past karma and disturbing emotions, and act as an agent to generate further karma and disturbing emotions. The next step in this process of mental training concerns the will to be free from such misery. It is crucial that we identify the true nature of these sufferings in order to generate a desire to be free of them. Even animals understand the misery of suffering as unbearable and wish to be free of it. Both Buddhists and non-Buddhists who seek the qualities of higher realms, like those of the higher levels of concentration and the formless world, understand the misery of change as unpleasant. They are able to free themselves temporarily from the misery of suffering. Recognizing pervasive misery is the catalyst that stimulates individuals to seek the state of liberation. When we eliminate our disturbing emotions, we gain what is known as nirvana, or liberation. Proper identification of pervasive suffering and a strong dislike for it are the determining factors in the process of developing true renunciation, or the will to gain liberation. The text has mentioned the momentary nature of pervasive suffering. This concept can be interpreted in two ways, which can be illustrated by an example. Firstly, anything impermanent disintegrates and changes every moment. For instance, an omniscient mind is impermanent, and it too shares the same nature of disintegrating moment by moment. Secondly, an impermanent phenomenon has no independent identity and is under the influence of other factors like its causes and conditions. As such, pervasive suffering does not remain constant even for a moment, but is in a steady process of disintegration and change.